Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. I have two special guests with me this morning to talk about Sitka Whale Fest. I have the director of Whale Fest, Lily Herwald, and I also have Jim Seeland. He's the Sitka Sound Science Center Board Chair. Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
Good morning, Holly.
So Sitka Whale Fest, 16th year?
It is the 16th year. It's becoming a well-loved community institution.
It's legacy of some sort. And there's, other than just having its 16th season, and it's always the first weekend of November?
Yes, that's right.
Something new has happened.
Yeah, the two boards, the Sitka Whale Fest Board and the Science Center Board, decided to come together and work together. We share very similar missions. This has been a long time in the making. We worked with the 4-Acre Group to kind of figure out how to do all this once the two boards met and we chatted about things. We have very similar missions in the Science Center's promoting scientific education and research throughout the eastern Gulf of Alaska. And Whale Fest, of course, is doing very similar things, maybe a little bit more focused than we are. And we have similar costs and similar, you know, overheads. Both organizations actually were doing fine, so this is not something we had to do, and we discussed all these things. And we had the 4-Acre Group, Mike Walsh from the 4-Acre Group, come and kind of advise us about how to go about this and should we do this. That was one of the big questions, and so our boards kind of came together and asked that questions. And I recall one of this guy's kind of serious, and I figured it was a serious discussion, and one of the first things he said, he goes, when I'm looking at all these things of why we might do this, and here's Whale Fest here, and here's Science Center, and I'm seeing all the overlaps. He just had one word. And he goes, dude. It was just dude. And he said it about 10 times. I felt like I should hand him a white Russian or something. But we went on from that, and he had some great advice. The 4-Acre Group stayed with us the whole time with legal advice and how to go about these things. And, you know, we got a really gracious note from him once the whole deal was finalized. Just a lot of praise clearly, it's good for both organizations in sharing costs. We were, you know, and sometimes we might have been competing for grants or for, you know, limited resources. And so this is a way we don't need to do that.
It's really exciting, the fact that that the two boards came together and decided to the decision was actually to dissolve Sitka Whale Fest as a nonprofit and to merge Sitka Whale Fest into the Science Center as a program. So we've essentially eliminated one nonprofit, but strengthened it and enhanced the mother organization, which is the Science Center, by putting the Whale Fest as a program under it. So we have cost efficiencies, we have shared staffing, and as Jim put it so well, we have very, very similar missions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And 4-Acre Group came to town, I guess, a few years back and had sort of planted that seed that all the nonprofits should sort of look at each other a little more critically to say, you know, could you collaborate because of funding and
right.
monies? And so you guys are cutting edge here in Sitka.
You know, I think we were very fortunate to receive a $25,000 grant from the Rasmussen Foundation to help support the expenses of the merger. But there has been a lot of dialogue in the nonprofit world about the increasing number of nonprofits and that it's not a sustainable model. So really, the wisdom of the two boards was coming together saying, we feel very strongly that these are two great organizations that really impact our communities, and we want them to be able to be sustainable into the future. So we are following that trend, and I know that Coast Alaska and Raven Radio really was one of the forerunners in creating a model of shared efficiencies through joining together.
And what fun to have a festival join the Science Center.
Absolutely.
And what's coming up on the schedule for Sitka Whale Fest?
So Sitka Whale Fest is a celebration of marine life. And as you said, it's the first weekend in November. And our tagline is, it's science made fun. So there are a variety of cultural events to make it a festival. We have concerts. We have an art show. We have a market with vendors and arts and crafts and booths with marine type information from NOAA and different groups. But really, the cornerstone of Sitka Whale Fest is a science symposium in which we have nine presenters sharing their research. And much of the time, this is the first time that this research has been presented. And so it's about 45-minute talks to the community where these scientists and researchers are sharing their information. And this year, it's all organized around the theme Cold Rivers to the Sea, Terrestrial Connections to Our Northern Oceans, which really shows that our rivers and streams and terrestrial systems impact the health of the ocean. And what's really cool about Sitka Whale Fest Symposium is that these lectures by these scientists and researchers are really meant to be accessible to someone like me who hasn't studied science but is interested and curious, and it's presented in such a way that I can understand it. And it's not geared toward other scientists or professionals in the field. It's really toward a general audience, and we can have people, lifelong learners, we can have high school students, all the way to postdoc, you know, or, you know, just regular citizens. So it's very exciting in that from three lectures on Friday, three on Saturday, and three on Sunday.
And Jim, have you participated in the symposiums or?
Minimally, yes. You know, I probably shouldn't say this, but when the first banner came up, I thought, that seems like a dumb idea. Who's going to go to that? You know, but
yeah.
I'm a big fan now, so yeah.
You've been converted.
I have been total conversion many, many years ago. So no, it's a great thing. And one thing I'd like to add is another advantage to our this. And we were never supposed to call it a merger. Remember, guy that said "dude" said it was called a strategic restructuring because merger sounds kind of hostile, and it was anything but hostile. So it was a very much a common purposes. We didn't want to slow down either one of the organizations, which were both on fire, you know, at the time. So it's really that. And but in addition to Whale Fest, we're hoping to highlight other programs that, you know, I think with the Science Center and additional infrastructure, extra people, a lot of energy, a lot of real positive energy over there in the Sage Building these days, to actually be able to do more projects that maybe have been in the wings in the past. I thought maybe Lily could speak to that just a bit.
Yeah, well, we really enjoy the Sitka Whale Fest model. I think we'll be exploring as to whether we can take some of our scientist presenters on the road to perhaps go to rural villages and have some
very nice
some Whale Fest programming there. I know in the past we had a really good, strong connection between Hawaii and Alaska. We share ocean pathways. We've got migration patterns with humpbacks. Our two cultures of Alaska Native and Native Hawaiian have similarities. So looking at strengthening those programs, perhaps through the university systems. So, you know, some of the things that what we could potentially do because of our joining with the Science Center.
Very nice. And something about Sitka Whale Fest is people always look forward to their favorite event, whether it's a banquet, a maritime-themed grind, the symposiums. You have something new this year. You have a new concert.
We do. We have a group from Anchorage. They are called Good Dog, and they're going to be coming and performing on Thursday night. That's Thursday, November 1st. And it's a family concert, and it costs $5. And they are really focused toward singing songs about the ocean geared toward children. So it's a really great family-friendly event. It'll be following the art show in which the students of Sitka come and actually have a gallery opening with their artwork from, you know, from the elementary school up to the high school over at Mount Edgecombe as well. So, and that's one of the really great things about Sitka Whale Fest is we are not only do we have this festival for the weekend coming up in November, but we also have a really important program called Scientists in the Schools, which we implement the week before Whale Fest. And that's where we're bringing, well, this year we're going to have seven scientists who come in and go into Blatchley Middle School, Sitka High School, Mount Edgecombe High, and then Good Dog is going to be working at Kiku Shaheen with Rebecca Himshutz on the squid dissection, which is a very popular annual event that each class of fifth graders gets to participate in. So what we do is we supplement the science education that's happening in these schools by bringing in early presenter who broaches the ideas of what the topics are going to be. That's Steve Lewis. He presents these. So when the scientist enters the classroom, the students are already on step and able to have a understanding. So disentanglement, necropsies, these kids are going to have a chance to do a lot of things, dissecting an octopus this year. So
I bet there's a lot of adults right now listening, thinking, you know, I might want to sit in on that. Do you need volunteers for scientists in schools?
Yes, we do. We need volunteers all along the line for WellFest. You can call my cell phone number, 738-0560, 738-0560. And we are expecting a really fun event this year. There's a lot of excitement, great scientists coming in, a chance for people to have fun, and it's a very accessible event. We've got whale-watching cruises. We'll have tickets on sale on our website, www.sitkawhalefest.org, or at Old Harbor Books.
Well, I just want to say, dude, you guys have
exactly.
A very nice collaboration here. Sitka Whale Fest is November 1st through the 4th. It's the 16th annual. And I'd like to thank my guests, Jim and Lily, for telling us about it.
Thanks, Holly.
And Holly, you're the former director of Whale Fest, so you certainly know all this. And thanks for all your work.
Well, I can't wait to just be an attendee.